Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I may have commented on this in the past, but some people assume when they hear the title of the program, Backyard and Beyond, that it's always going to be on gardening. Not true, but it's certainly more often when it comes springtime and I get in the gardening mood. I think more and more people actually are getting in the gardening mood. And because the spring was so early, it kind of seems like, oh, I'm late. I gotta hurry up and get this stuff in the garden. It's too late to plant things. Well, remember that we sort of started out a month early in the possibilities, and so there's still time to plant lots of different things. And in the past I've talked about you don't have to have a huge garden. You don't have to dig up the backyard. You can do a 4-square-foot raised bed, or you can just do a couple pots. And right now I have a great crop of lettuce in one of my little baskets. You know, you cut it off and it just regrows, and there's enough for one or two people, and so it's been kind of fun to grow that. Just sort of going down the list of things that could still be planted, and of course there are some things that you could plant in the spring, you plant again in the fall, but those things that right now there's plenty of time, end of May through June, to get into your garden, whether that space is small or large. Actually, if you're going to do cabbage, you might need a big space, unless you go to a miniature one that I'm going to talk about. Lettuce is probably kind of at its end until fall. Radishes, you can still keep planting those. Sometimes they get a little hotter as we go along, so in flavor. So probably radishes and lettuce are kind of getting at the end of the best time to plant. Potatoes, we're kind of getting to the end of that season. I know that some people plant those in May, but you know, we're more than halfway through May. So probably potatoes and turnips. Spinach, lettuce, radishes are those things that we probably should either hurry up and get in the ground or just quit planting those. And I say a few of those, like the turnips, the radishes, the lettuce, the spinach, can you plant again in about August? But do you have some other favorites that you might like still to get in the ground? Well, there's plenty of time for carrots, for beans. It's a good time for green beans just to do a couple different plantings of those so they don't all get harvested at the same time. Sweet corn, if you're into that kind of thing, and that of course does take more space, but you can do several different plantings of sweet corn so that doesn't all come ripe at the same time. Peppers and eggplants, you can still be planting those. I think the peppers and actually tomatoes are just about loving it now when you go and put them in the ground. And those that were real early, they grow slowly, but the ones that you put in now are just kind of, you can almost watch them grow. A lot of vine crops. I'm not putting vine crops in until Father's Day. Yeah, Father's Day, because that way you avoid some of the pests. But you could be planting those now and in through June, actually. The summer squash, cucumbers, muskmelon, winter squash, pumpkins, watermelon, all those vine crops, you could have been planting them, but now is the perfect time, or, as I say, through June. So there's still plenty of time to plant those kinds of things. And I might mention, too, so I'm trying something new with the vine crops, and that is I'm going to plant them into bales of straw. And they're raised up. They'll have a lot of space to spread out, and we'll kind of let you know what happens with those. But let's talk about miniatures. You know, we talked about you could grow things in small spaces, but you can also grow miniature plants, and they are becoming more and more popular. Why is it that some people want the hugest tomato, the hugest head of cabbage, the hugest head of cauliflower, the biggest pumpkin, but many, many people are really attracted to those little bitty carrots. We're used to those. But there's summer squash you can eat in a single bite. There are beets the size of quarters, other baby things. And why do those appeal? Well, scientists even have documented an unexplained phenomenon that humans have a natural attraction to small juvenile versions of mature specimens. And that could be in other things besides food. But baby vegetables have lots more going for them than just being irresistible in baby size. They're tender, they're tasty, they're bite-sized, and for those of you who have kids and grandkids, they're kid-sized, and they appeal to kids. And what better way to get the kids to eat vegetables that they might not otherwise eat? Because baby vegetables are in high demand by the world's top chefs, many boutique farms now grow just little food, those miniatures, and seed companies have had to get on the ball to respond to this demand and produce smaller versions of full-size favorites. So that's still being worked on, but there are still plenty available. The thing is, you may not be able to get those seeds locally. You may have to go through a catalog to get those. And those of you who have internet, you can go online and find those. But some companies have even put together what they've called happy baby gardens that have all this variety of vegetables that are small. And some of the names, the baby beets, Adelaide baby carrots, sun gold cherry tomatoes. Now, we're used to, I think, seeing small tomatoes. Little gem baby romaine lettuce, lemon cucumbers, wee bee little pumpkins, and Savoy Express baby cabbage. So those are special seeds because some of those foods do not have full quality if you pick them before they're mature. But on the other hand, there are some that's okay to get them little, just pick them before they're mature. And then you can just go ahead and plant some more. So those that taste okay, that work okay, that will have their full flavor, if you pick them, you harvest them before they're mature, include potatoes, summer squash, beets, carrots, radishes, beans, peas, spinach, cucumbers, kohlrabi, turnip, leeks, and onions, a whole list of those that will taste just fine if you decide to harvest them when they are small. For greens and broccoli and cauliflower, another way to get them small, keep them small, is to crowd them as you plant them and use less space, and that will encourage them to mature before they actually reach full maturity, as it may say on your seed package. That's something I did not know. And other things, as we mentioned, it's better to actually plant the tiny ones to get full flavor, and you need to let them grow until maturity. Eggplant Bambino, pony watermelon, and sweet dumpling winter squash, and we mentioned some of the other seeds that are available, so that they will just grow to a certain size, and yet they'll still have the full flavor. Now, if you're really into gardening, what you'll do then is to, because when you harvest those and they'll leave space because they're small, they haven't taken up so much space, is that you're going to plant some more. And we gave you that list of those things that could just keep on planting. And by the way, I'll interrupt with a thought. If you want that planting and harvesting chart, there's a great one through Iowa State University that you can download and print for free. If you are interested in that, let me know, and I'll tell you where to find that. And it's just a 2-page leaflet that's really great. Well, we talked about people really like those little pint-sized vegetables. And the other things, you do have to keep your eye on them because they may not take quite as long to mature. So don't let them get overgrown. But what do you do with them besides just look at them and say they're really cute? Well, of course you want to eat them, and it's really nice to compose a whole plate full of those veggies with different colors. You might roast or grill them. You just toss any of those that we mentioned into olive oil, salt, pepper if you prefer that seasoning, cover with foil, and roast in a 375 degree oven. And remember that you can put those on the grill. Now, if you're really into growing things and sharing that produce, then you might try pickling some baby vegetables and giving them as gifts. Now, the instructions here are for those that you're going to eat in about a month. If you want to actually get them canned so you can give them next year for Christmas, then we have to have other instructions. But peas, beans, cauliflower, broccoli, carrots, asparagus, the little onions, You can blanch them for less than a minute, put them into the jars, and be sure, though, to cook the beets separately because the color will get into all of them. Add a little peeled garlic, cloves, hot peppers if you like, and cover them with a brine of a cup of water, 3/4 cup of vinegar, a tablespoon of sugar, and some pickling salt. Bring that to a boil, pour it over the vegetables, cover them, refrigerate them for at least 48 hours, and then start enjoying them. Great. They look great. They taste great. What a nice gift if you want to take a hostess gift. So, veggies, important. And if you can't grow them, just enjoy those that other people grow because they are wonderful things. And until next time, one of the most delightful things about a garden is the anticipation it provides.